And now this is a dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, Hill, H-I-L-L, January 16, 41, addressed as a letter to Dr. Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, 875-3723. Dear Dr. Prouty, a follow-up for Mr. Hill. With advanced renal failure, last visit was in April, comes in person with wife, he's hard of hearing, 2+ edema, is stable, without cellulitis ulcers, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood. Apparently did have COVID a few months ago. Some dizziness on standing, but no syncope or falling episode, no chest pain palpitations, no increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Has oxygen, but has not been using it. Review system otherwise is negative. There is a recent admission from June 6 to June 10 because of shortness of breath, bilateral pleural effusion, hypoxemia, was diuresed with improvement of the symptoms, underlying atrial fibrillation on Coumadin, elevated troponin to be followed by cardiology, he was transferred from our unit in Alma to Grand Rapids, but they did not do any cardiac cath, a station refused. Came home and then reassessed in our hospital. A stress testing shows right side the coronary artery abnormalities. There was a CT scan angiogram IV contrast exposure. I'm not aware of pulmonary embolism. Completed antibiotics. Actually, there was no IV contrast exposure, just a routine chest CT scan of the chest. Prior kidney ultrasound, right kidney is atrophic with cyst. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries available is from July, creatinine 2.4, and that appears to be baseline for a GFR of 26 at stage 4, a normal sodium potassium elevated bicarbonate, a normal albumin calcium phosphorus, anemia around 11 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, next number, small atrophic right kidney. Next number, recent coronavirus infection, pneumonia. Next number, coronary artery disease, concerned about distribution right-sided, patient refused to have a cardiac cath. Prior echocardiogram preserved ejection fraction. Next number, hypertension in the office appears to be well controlled. Next number, prior hypotassium, ACE inhibitors discontinue. Anemia without, next number, anemia without external bleeding. Presently no EPO treatment. Next number, there has been no need for phosphorus binders. Nutrition appears to be stable. No indication for dialysis, which we do for GFR less than 15, and symptoms. We have discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. We have offered him to do classes to understand what is advanced kidney disease and his options, as well as trying to see what he would like to do. He has refused to do that. He is agreeable to do chemistry on a regular basis. Come back in 4 months, end of dictation.